I'm joined today by Randy Alcorn, the author of If God is Good and Deception, to discuss his new book, The Chasm. Hi, Randy. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Now tell me, this book is fiction, but it's different from traditional fiction. Not quite fantasy and yet not historical. How would you describe the kind of fiction writing you've done in The Chasm?
The Chasm is a kind of storytelling that's otherworldly. It has an allegorical feel to it to a certain extent. It's really the journey of one man who is every man. And he represents the whole human struggle. He's a real person. He's got a real life, a real family, a real background. But somehow he has been transported into another world, and this other world has a geography. It has its own substance. It's got two suns. It's not our world, but somehow it's connected to our world. And in this world, he sees life as it really is back in his real world, our real world. And so you could call it an otherworldly, allegorical, semi-fantasy type of book, but it's pretty unique.
So to the Christian reader, what is the value of reading The Chasm, and what do you think they'll take away from it?
I think the value of reading The Chasm comes in understanding that we best grasp the very world we live in when we see it through new eyes. I write a lot of nonfiction as well as fiction. But when I write nonfiction, I'm describing things as they actually are often. That's the way we live. We look outside. We see the world. We see a tree. We see a bird. We see a car go by. And it registers in our minds. But we don't see in this world much of which is really important. We don't see that invisible world of God and angels, both righteous and evil angels. We don't see purposes and intentions and plans because those things are by nature invisible. And so instead, you know, we look at the nice shiny car, and isn't that a nice car? And so are we seeing accurately? Well, yeah, but we're not really seeing the most important things in life when we look at that car and we just look at the world as it is around us. So what happens in a story like The Chasm is, my goal is to take the reader to another world. And in that other world, you can't take for granted the things you take for granted in this world. And in fact, in that other world, you're able to see things that you can't see in this world. But those things that you can see in that other world are things that are indeed in our own world. We just lack the power of sight to see them. And so it gives you a fresh look. Fiction has that power to let you see through fresh eyes because you're thinking differently. It's outside of your categories. And sure enough, you get far enough away from yourself that you can see back at yourself. You get far enough away from the realities of your daily life that you're able to see your daily life reflected in the story.
Now, The Chasm will be packaged as a gifty book, small hardcover with some line drawing illustrations. Does this make a good giveaway book, and how do you think it'll be received by spiritual seekers?
Yeah, I think it's a gift book. The Chasm will appeal to people. The sketches, the art, just the effective way of depicting this storyline that gives you a sense of movement, of action, of introspection, of what's really happening inside the life of this man as he gazes into this chasm and as he contemplates the realities before him and as he realizes it's impossible for him to cross this chasm. Yet he must cross this chasm. And so the bones, the ruin, the desolate surroundings that speak to him of death and hopelessness, yet the city far off on a hill that glows, that is bright, that is promising, that makes everything within him long for the new life that is in front of him, if only he could get across that chasm. So it's a picture, I think, of where every one of us is, every person is, because on the one hand, we have these deep longings for something better. We really believe that there's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. These can't all be false promises. And at the same time, we've gone down so many dead ends. We're in so many cul-de-sacs that just went nowhere that we get weary and we wonder, is there really something? Is there really more than what I've experienced? So I think it's something for every person, whether this is a non-Christian, someone who's never heard the gospel, whether it is a Christian very familiar with the gospel, but who needs reminders, who needs hope and promise of what lies before us, who needs a supernatural ability to see with new eyes the world around him or her.
Randy Alcorn has been my guest today. He's the author of the upcoming book, The Chasm. Randy, thanks so much for your time. Great to be with you.
You bet.